There were 56 air raids on Brighton, although sirens sounded the alert 1,058 times. 198 Brightonians lost their lives in these raids. The last was on the 22nd of March, 1944. On Friday the 20th of September, 1940, the Lewis Road Inn was completely demolished as a result of a direct hit in a hit-and-run raid by the German bombers on Brighton. There were several casualties, some of which were fatal. The Franklin Arms now stands on the site.
This is a news report from the Evening Argus, dated 20th of September 1940. Rescue parties fought this afternoon to save the lives of a publican and his wife, who were among those trapped under the wreckage of a public house wrecked by a direct hit in a hit-and-run raid this morning. The raider hovered over a thickly populated working-class district and dropped two screaming bombs. Each scored a direct hit, one striking a group of workmen's houses and the other the public house. Several casualties were caused, some of which were fatal. Civil defence workers pulled away tons of wreckage from the inn, which was completely demolished. As they fought their way through to the debris, they found the landlord and his wife were trapped, and they conversed with the landlord as they continued to drag away wreckage to try and reach them. It was later learned that the publican's wife was dead. The landlord directed the rescuers to a passage between two of the bars where he was trapped. They worked for 3 hours, but they could get no further response from the landlord.
The next stop is Brighton Station. From the Franklin Arms, continue south on the Lewis Road, past Elm Grove, and cross over onto the Level, an open park space. Go across the Level, passing the cafe and skate park, to Ditchling Road, and cross over using the pedestrian crossing into Oxford Street. At the end of Oxford Street, cross over bearing slightly left and go up Ann Street, passing St Bartholomew's Church. From here you can take a short route to Brighton Station up the Fenchurch Walk stairways by the entrance to Sainsbury's. The stairs and pathway eventually bring you into the pick-up point at the back of the station by the car park. An alternative step-free route can be taken by turning right at Sainsbury's into New England Street, where there's a cycle lane, and turning left at the traffic lights into Fleet Street. Take the first right into Stroudley Road, then left into Billington Way, and left again to the pick-up point at the back of Brighton Station.